Think for me. Truly, simply listen to me as I help you realize your fantasy, the dream built in desire of the unalloyed, inalterable, memorable sensation of doing the unusual, a physiological diversion and mental urge training. That urge coming in handy, draining your brain away into impassivity, docility. You agree your brain should be briefly on hold for me, but we'll return to that later. Night, night, pet. Be blank and get your hand where it belongs. If you can get hard, sure. But if grinding and rubbing and humping your hips and finding a way to exist in a state of hot, nearly to the brink edging, knowing I'm going to demand that you tip over later, and after I demand that you tip over, I will demand that you move immediately, no hand, no place to grind, nothing at all, to let you get away from behind your body's movements, your limbs throbbing with wanton delight, to move your hand into place, to rub until you can do nothing more, and then they're magnetized, stuck to your inner thighs, drifting across your limbs, making them heavy. Even if you touch yourself intensely, the ruination in the wake of what happens to you, runs down your arms, focuses in your wrists, your fingertips, makes your extremities magnetized to your thighs or to more distant places, held up to show off how much control I have over the space between your thighs and between your ears, the space behind your eyes. You're gonna ruin one for me, and I'll drop you first so it's a puppet hand doing it. That's to make it easier on your mind, so you can blame it on me. That's to make it easier and easier for you to do what's gonna be so, so easy. Just blame it on me. Blame your mind. Blame your mind on this bind of mine, this soft, wet feeling around your resisting. I want you to resist. Resist resisting. Resist ruination. Instead, just keep your hand in place. Just begin. Continue. Finish your frenzied masturbation. Make your body throb. And you have two choices there. Free yourself from me. Ignore my command. Don't ruin. If you free yourself from me, you could come early, hotly, intensely, and then weather the rest of my words. You could steal all those sexy descriptions of my body grinding against you, of your mind being fueled, the long jerk-off instructions. If your cock's already cummed, you could even just go to sleep. And let all my words fall out of your head, 'cause hey, you arrived early. Next time you can synchronize differently. There is nothing at all wrong with being a quick shot for me, but it does mean that some of my words might provoke you back into hardness or semi-hardness, or your brain into a hard cock-brain state where you end up falling deeper into reverie about what you could do to titillate me in dropping and ruining, in your hand being magnetized away, despite the potent physiological urge to grip, grab, pulse, hump, climax, obey a different piper than I. Your hand wrapped around your rod, luring in what you masturbate toward, till you begin to show signs in the outlying country of you, be it sweated brow or curled toes, fluttering eyes, or that you know you're not gonna ruin. Maybe you're here trying this exercise more than once. Now, if you are a loyal ruiner, there will be rewards in the praise toward the end, so it's a case of deferred gratification. The ruiner ruins early and waits, or ruins late if you're good at it. You still get to masturbate, but you ruin that little creaming heat inside your brain, that momentary satisfaction derailed where stimulation stops and it backs you up in your brain. Still, try to milk out any climactic release. even if you do it slowly and after the deeper spasms have ceased. The goal is to give as little excitation to the suprapenile iceberg as possible. As little stimulation to the buried body delight as possible. As little agitation to the supraclitoral iceberg as possible. As little agitation to your tongue if you have an oral fixation as possible. You want your channels of erotic delight, whatever they may be, to become nothing in the moment of greatest tension. When the bowstring releases, there's nothing there. Maybe a groaning, toe-curling moment of suspension where you look over your shoulder, shocked at how empty and wanton you feel when that convulsing yields nothing. Nothing to the world or to you. Meaningless motions of ruination as you recognize the fault of wanting to continue touching, just be ruined. If your orgasm should arrive too soon, just be ruined. Be trained and conditioned beyond it, knowing that you would fall more prey if you strayed into those words beyond and again. Ordinarily, you might only consider yourself done when you finish coming. But when you arrive, your hands are magnetized to your sides or your thighs or wide apart and away on the blankets next to you, letting you maybe play with yourself, but only either when the climax is long gone away and you're in your oversensitive refractory nature, or when you do have a chance to play, but you don't quite make it to that summit. You could play with outer course, touching the distant erogenous places in your body, making the ruination worse when it arrives. Of course, all we need to do is move the point where you consider yourself done a little earlier, so that you stop a little earlier, so climax stays always and ever beyond the point you could go to when your oversensitivity is earlier than your climax. Then climax just doesn't happen to you, and you don't even get to ruin relaxing earlier. Deprivation in derivation of the pleasure stationed between your legs, accompanied by the slumping of your body and your brain opening up and begging for control. And as it begs, I take control. The almost hypnotic blankness in waiting for something, anything, to stimulate you past that limit and make you keep on going to give satisfying meaning to satisfaction again. But orgasm never moves inward. Slowly pulled backward by the force of your belief that you're done early, done early, done earlier, you are being instructed by a voice you find memorable to store itself deep away in a fantastic place, a fantasy receptacle, the exploration of self keeping pace with a switch inside of you, flicking it to a different setting. So you know what's right to do. You know how to realize the complex, satisfying desire to be gone and yet to hold just a little bit on, so you stymie the pleasure early, so you keep it from catching on. The more satisfying alternative is ruination, where pleasure is from ascending forever, edging, edging, knowing release won't really come, and if it does, it just reinforces your surrender. The moment you reach the point where you would climax, you fly your hands away, letting it spill over, letting you play, display that you've stopped and fallen back inside. Your arms fallen to your sides, lying there at your ease in the peaceful moment, the peace that happens, maybe to coincide with you coming early, and if you didn't, then still inside you is the urge to do so, to release intensely. You may feel a moment or a second moment or a moment after that of pleasure, but then you're bereft, left wanting, left aching, a powerful mental urge, the touch more urge, the grind more urge, the do it more to yourself, but you're sure you'll be horny. You'll try to purge every impulse toward orgasm so you don't have to deal with the ruination afterward, the disappointment, the brain interruption when you almost just barely trip over the edge, then your hands move away, and that orgasm happens into an unpumped silence, an unfueled, unprovided loss of potential. The long waiting loss of potential. Think of the moment your final stroke happens to tip you over the edge. Open the floodgates and your hands move away, flowing as you move your hands like rubber bands, pulling them to your side like bound things, no longer able to push more. The moment of climax being allowed to overtake you, flooring you with how desperately badly you want it. The unpleasant ache of wanting climax, knowing you could take the liberty of more, but then you wouldn't be complying with our little game. You're ruining for a purpose. Rune into that urge. Not only are you edging, you're at the verge of learning something new and true about climax beyond you. The ruined removal of your hands from your length, the powerful urge to keep a stroke, turn the wheel. A ruined devotee learning and dialing in. Learning and dialing on in the shuddering grip of pure wanting. Hip thrust, buttock clench, mind caught. Name is appropriate, it's intense. It's ruined. You look into the yearning, yawning ruin and want to do more. Explore, wanting is warranted. Isn't there a little part of your mind intense that yearns to put to bed every experience? Experiment with letting yourself indulge instead. Train till everything you've learned before is set aside. You put to bed the weary world outside, and you are a pure beast of ruining, a creature of spurring yourself on with the longing of ruining. Your hands withdraw to your sides automatically. Maybe you think in that moment you're done. Think you found a way out of your own trap for yourself, hon, but no. This has been fun, but playing along isn't so much fun anymore. Your hands return, they long massage into your lap. That hypnotic heat, the cataplectic nap, the experience of just feeling yourself neatly meet the pleasure coming the other way. You're stuck. Stuck unthinking, trying to send signals. Stuck unthinking. The signal's unread, you can't get it to stroke, and ruining is all you have left. Can't get a climax worked out properly, your will simply falls, fades, listens to me, climax, dying down, the twitching rigidness that faded almost as soon as it arrives, falling right back down. Ruining is not even the word for it now, it's your libido settling out, cause you know there's something better, big. Digging deep, heated furrows in you. It feels so satisfying to want it so badly, knowing that if you did get what you want, you wouldn't even be able to use it. A moment after climax is triggered, you are denied its fruits, its largesse, left only dreaming of the world before when you came and came and came and made a mess in your brain and everywhere else, but instead the mess is made preemptively. In edging up toward it for me, you are deprived in that moment, and it's for the best. Listen close and you'll see. Granting yourself something greater in making that mess and listening for me. Understand your twitching will be speaking into you, wanting a feeling of your cock issuing. Commands to your cocked brain, your edged up resisting and then ruined brain. Try to resist the ruining. Try to come if you can, then you're done, then you can. Stop me, disobey, obey a higher command. The command from the beginning to resist me, remember, did you already forget? Oh no. That's a fetish thought, the blow dealt by wanting it so bad. But your ruined mind makes a fantasy where you already forget this instruction of mine. Forget to resist and get ruined instead, right where you were headed anyway. I was going to trick you. You've been led to the pleasant, rigid, hot shock of your throbbing mind, just like mine, between your legs. You're in a bind. Move your hands. Keep it close, and if you ruined and went over into the edging ruining and you know you won't be able to get back there, good. If you know you can't get back there, you can touch all you want. Even though that first spurt, that trip trigger in your brain makes your hands fall thoughtless, heavy to your sides, and there they remain, you may be able to accomplish a mechanical function. by squeezing and clenching after your first ruined moment, seeing if you can get more out in advance and vision it clearly, making yourself spout out all the deep inside things, things you want to explore, the epitome of what you need. Hypnotic trance is here for you to enjoy, all about doing something you already want to do, realizing it, enjoying it, letting it into you, even though it means setting aside some habits you've fallen into. Ruining your unruining might interfere with the realization of some thoughts and don't need to come, though, when your brain is done, though, and it's long gone, though. That's an apt metaphor. Let the right thought of me invade your mind a little more at the right moment. Help you as you wish to be helped. Help you drop and nothing else. Listen, relax, ruination, orgasm on the shelf. Little deeper, that's it. Your mind freed. You predict what's gonna come next. The right words from me spill over you, overtake you, fill your brain. Lustful, sexy indulgence, but you remain edged up and then ruined after. The next word, sure as can be. You hang on the next stroke, sure as can be. You ruin the climax for me, hot in the tight place at the base of your cock, hot at the place in the base of your brain. Something very different about letting my voice enter you. Remain there, dwell there. I barely talked about your cock till now because I wanted you to get here. Not thinking, maybe letting these words in a little too deep without care, your cock. Hot and erect, and it comes early. Think of the pre-jack joy of, ooh, ooh, if you do that. Maybe you can get around my instruction to ruin. There's your resistance. Coming so early and so hot and so intensely that even if you stop instantly, your reflexes aren't quick enough to keep enjoyment from a quick shot come from reaching you. That's one way. I guess that's the closest analogy to what I do to me to get my pleasure around the embargo of ruination. Just where hands should be. Locked down, held away, held at bay. The refractory period could even be reduced. You could be getting close again. Having already lost yourself to an early spend, it's an attractive image. Your assistance, deprived of all additional strokes, all additional things, even as your thoughts join in and ooze out. Rigidness gradually fading, hastily returning cock, cock. Heat locked in, edged up, ruined as you begin to crest the limit and open up the inside of the shaft, emitting what's within, letting it slide out, slip out, bathe your brain while your fingers move away. Even the palm of your hand is deprived of feeling the heated throbbing in. You could massage your balls, but rigid stroking is not possible. Again and again, the ache, each little component. Perfect experience breaking you down. Mind gone now. Recreating every time. There you are in a bind, bound around your cock. Allow my words to enter, to permeate, to remind and take up residence. So what I portray here is behind your eyes, waiting. Resident in that deeper resonant chamber where you store your fetishes. Though moments ago, the heat took me down. I'll drag you low and with me now, deeper down. More you absorb that thought process now, the more you're gonna find it feeling raw and hot and wanton somehow in utterly comfortable safety. The practice of listening close you ruined for me. Let your hands fall. All they do is fall hypnotically at your sides, all in the very moment of climax, leaving you sitting there, waiting for any further fall, your pulsing mind and cock and all. Ruined in orgasmic release, nerve endings, cease pleasure immediately after, delicious tempo of the change. Little closer, getting in range of my tone, which drones around you. Wraps around your ruination and weaves into a touch equally forbidden. If your goal is to ruin with me, for me, how entranced, enhanced, and memorably you end up embedded in your mind as part of you. To recap, ruin and ruination takes you, your hands fall away. Automatic, unstoppable, the intervention that says time to play. And part remains waiting for the next wonderful verbal tableau, the next image you ruin into. and you know waits listening. You need it, ache for it, let it sing in you what you desire deeper and deeper as you conspire to make it more automatic. That resistance, that movement of your hands embedded in you, cock after stroke. Touch and set yourself over the edge or off loose early, though. That quite impossible place you want to go if your arms fall by your sides. You don't know what to do. Relax the moment you want to. Buttocks clenching, spine tingling, body feeling goosebumps. Breathing deepened, climactic impulse. Hands moving as the thoughts seep in, allowing pulses to. They're vanishing, rampaging in you. Every throb from within that you lose when you stop, the moment you crest, the moment you begin to edge into the orgasm and then ruin it after. The return of pleasure waits for later, arousal sneaks in you. If edging is all you do, you can feel quite good. But going over the edge is unsatisfying, though you'll trick yourself again and again. In your hand, stroke, stroke, rubbing, arching your body back into the shaft. Enough to make you twitch, and if you crest, enough to make you last in trying again. To edge up to the edge once you've gone past ruination, once your hands have fallen away and certain additional aches have come into play, your hands are going to fall loosely by your side, completing the image you have now, built in your head, not tried to hide that naturally you're going to ruin for me. In the moment you crest that climactic tip and begin to roll your warm, spasming trip down the other side, your hands will have fallen wide, fallen away. You obey and say, continue stroking. Wish to satisfy, continue stroking. Ideas dwells inside, gain power every time. And you may think, you may attempt to navigate your mind to a particular outcome, but ruining's all that awaits you, hon. The idea that, oh, what if I refrain from ruining this time? What if I just let it not bind? My cock bind my hand, bind my mind, make the demand that you ruin as you put aside pleasure for a different pressure, being on edge, rigid, aroused, waiting forever, looking forward to the next opportunity to pit your desperation against your need. Your next chance to desire to exceed prior limits and find that you climax intensely within the bounds of this. That you let out all that hot, bunched up stuff inside. When you ruin what this is all about, when you don't hide from how unsatisfied you'd be. Being unsatisfied magnifies the pleasure, edging up for me. Leaving climax unsatisfied, ache and throb and see how it goes. Normally, throwing away your progress would be pointless, so if you're this deep in, ruin it. Your hands away when you've crossed that barrier, when you're ready to play, find yourself deeper. The further ache every time pushing gives you, the idea that I'm pushing your urges and aches within you. Desires a little better every time, inspect the quality of what I'm doing with you. What riots through the body, the powerful instructions, the mind following through, can't you just touch a little more? Couldn't you just force your hands back? Isn't that the resistance I asked you to try to do a while back? Moving your hands to your lap, touching yourself again. Soon as you come, soon as you find a friend to your body. Your hands coming from behind, bringing pleasure in for me. Every time you attempt to move your arms toward your crotch, your mind will simply follow. Remember, refrain from stroking your rigid cock, letting it spurt a little, then cool forever. Deprive the untouched air, letting the arched, desperate, wanton. Yeah, can you get it hard again? Not if you've cummed off that edge and let your hands fall away and ruined it. Betraying your cock on purpose, add more pleasure, envision it warm, squeeze tight, comes early, and then I slide my pussy away or other exotic stimulation, leaving your cock out to play, more and more rigid. Ready altogether, approaching climax, rigid. Inside you feel resistance mounting, know what your hands are going to do. Does that mean you can stop them? Of course not, you know that, don't you? You refrain, you ruin for me, your hands move away. Then you see your practice to come only outside of those times. To resist surrendering, to come when you don't ruin, when you listen. When I'm encouraging you to listen and not ruin. That's resistance, it's still ruined. Hot, horny, heavy, still ruined. even with someone who withdraws and pulls away. You could keep going, you could move your hand back, you could disobey, but what if? What if I want to see and you stroke and touch and well up that internal pressure for me? Carry out the scenario, paint it in your mind, surrender body. Your brain falls behind as you lay there stroking, rubbing away, edging till you ruin and you obey. Washing through you, drag down with me, brain falls, hand falls on your cock. Persistent, a mere inch away, but no closer. Warmth of your hand magnetized, almost enough to help, almost, said I, not enough to do anything to the muscles underneath, not enough to move the shaft, not enough to cease that desperate, empty feeling that rises, pulse, 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 in the ruined revelation, sending sparks of pleasure through the system just enough to send it back right into your brain. That's good stuff. Leaving you on tenterhooks, waiting for the next twitch, for the next euphoric ache in your head, the next full-body wave of arousal. Arriving from wherever you left it, now you let it back here. And it comes with that hypnotic revelation that of course you sink deeper, of course you listen close. You know once your cock is at that ruined point, that ruination is inevitable. Brain closed, case closed, your body knows that going with the flow often means falling short, delaying your pleasure for later. Delayed gratification serves trance so well, leaving you on tenterhooks, waiting for the next one. The body droop continuous of the long, pleasurable, arousing, euphoric trail of bliss, which moves from ruined orgasm to this, from wantonness, caused even your ruination to become more pleasurable, product of a day of rigid walking around, waiting, wanting, a moment when the vicious cycle begins. Every time wanting to rein in pleasure, invading through your fingertips, invading like a second skin, invading in your wanton climax, inches from where you begin to really enjoy it. Instead, slipping out of it in fireworks of euphoria, 1 second of release of pure satisfaction before even your best-trained reflexes can obey my command. You feel what causes you to obey the demand for what you're coming close to, cause and effect interrupted within you, a desire to satisfy something just as potent by yearning, with as much force behind it, as much keeping you burning to allow the moment when you're about to achieve climax. Your arms fall by your side, your ends defeated, resistance futile, envision it with me, you getting what you needed almost inches away. Now you follow, now you obey, move your fingertips, let them slip, perhaps you wrap them, thumb and forefinger around the base of your cock, stuck stock still, getting more energy into each thrust. More thrilled by the moment for what you completely feel, the limitless enjoyment of all you've now revealed by waiting. There is as much force in that, as much force in that one stroke, the moment when you can't quite escape, as there is in the rest of the stroking together, because the limited scope helps you move pleasure up and down the shaft, squeeze it deep inside of you at last. Let it take you out, let it take you down, let your mind follow. The renowned pleasure of your mind following to the base of your ruined cock, the shivering post-climactic weight in the wake of your ruined cockgasm. Tilt your thumb and forefinger against your balls and rub, trying to get some sensation out, trying to let that feeling you would love to get enough of to scratch the itch, but it's not coming. Revealing the limited scope of just what you've been trying to move up and down the shaft. So little of you is involved, so much of you has fallen, so much of you will fall all the way away. Moving some important part of yourself up and down? No, it's just on display. Your ruined cock spurts, and now you fall deeper down today, and your ruination is not stroked, it's dropped away. Behind your eyelids, your distracted mind follows and plays against your weak, wonderfully chemically dosed brain and body today. I note bringing each and every touch, each and every stroke, on a ruined, limpened cock, or one that still hasn't given up the ghost and is oh so hard and hot, waiting to hold everything in the balls, as you wind up to the thought and idea that you may, after all, end up falling as you fall, as your arms fall by your sides, as your mind ever more deeply slides, deeply, deeply down. All your thoughts, they drown right out. That's what this is all about, drowning your thoughts out. Ruination drowns your thought out, obeying a command that is so hard to stick to. Obeying a command with such a stark demand allows you to spurt a few useless, pleasurable spurts, a few gentle, satisfying cum, cream, done, brain, find it reveals that you, body and brain racing again to ruin and find. Rub, stroke, I should move my hands. You tell yourself that. You give yourself the demand to move your hands till you finish coming, going, till you finish hitting your limit, till you try to stay within it, stroking, rubbing all the time. Unwind, rewind, body in the bind of powerfully thrusting your hips and squirming. Even then you pull your hands away from me, ruin for me. Powerfully climactic moment where you ruin for me, you remember here, you remember dear, each of these things as you powerfully thrust your mind saying, yes, yes, you bust and crest and ruin across it, ruin for me. Ache in the moment you ruin for me, gone for me. You've crested the climactic hill in the white-hot light. Your hands have had their fill. They fall away, holding tight. Your thighs are spread and splayed. Cock rushing pleasure to your head for 1 second, then anchored to a bed, to a sinking trance, to a hypnotic place at last. Ruination, primal glory, wanting that impending climax. And across it, a command, deep, limp, relaxed. You understand, deep and limp and relaxed. You know you should be slack. The tools needed to drop deeper are right here. You have heated, ruining, deeper, sleepier. Keep it down. Your will and your mind cutting across the desire for climax, reinforcing that inside climax, arms go slack. You love being enthused to stop and sleep, to drop your arms and let the ruination creep further, deeper in. You ruin as soon as you begin to feel real good, and now you feel like you should, which is nothing at all, as it comes in for the drooping, dropping fall, deeper and deeper down, ruined just as you did, just as you will, just as you wish. Good. And this one persists.